Chodesh al Vavos, page Tezvav. The bottom five lines. V'chasher gemarti b'dayti machshati l'chabro. Okay, I reached my final decision. I got through all of the Yetzirah's enticements not to write the Sefer. If I decided to write it, then I decided not to write it. Then I decided yes to write it again. V'chasher gemarti b'dayti machshati l'chabro. I came to my final decision. Sikanti b'sisod. So I put together the Yesodos, the principles of the Sefer, the Hinachti Kanov, and I established its foundations, Ubenisiv, and I built up Alasora Yesodos, 10 principles, Hakol and Kolchovos Aldovos. Now that's a major test. After you got through saying that, like, the whole Torah is really Chovos Aldovos, and it's such a fundamental thing, he says, I managed to put together 10 Sha'arim, that's going to be the Sefer, 10 principles, and that is going to include all, that's it. I call them Kol Chovos Haldavos. V'chilakev la'asora Sha'arim, I split it up into 10 Sha'arim. Kol Sha'ar mehem miyuchad, v'yusod echad miyusodoso. V'ish Sha'ar is one of these principles, one of these foundations of Chovos Haldavos, and if you do all 10, you've covered the gamut of Chovos Haldavos, what it's mechayev you to think and to contemplate, and your attitude, and how you're supposed to think. The Yichlol, and each one has, like a Shulchan Aruch, each one has, well, the Shulchan Aruch wasn't written yet in the days of the Chovos Haldavos, but he split it up and he broke it down. As we saw and we'll see throughout the Sefer, he has a very analytical mind and very Mesudar mind. He puts everything in outline form, 1, 2, 3, 4, A, B, C, D, and he makes lists, and he tells you this is made up of two parts, and this has three parts to it, and this has five parts to it. The Yichlol Gedorov, exactly what it's made up of. What is Bitachon? What is Kaniyah? What is Teshuvah? What is Avodas Elokim? And so on and so forth. The Chalakov and all of its parts. The Nisbachov and all of its ramifications. The Ofanei Mafsidov and what takes you away. That's always a chapter in every one of the Sha'arim of Chovos Haldavos, is what ruins it for you. What pulls you away from fulfilling this particular Chovos Haldavos. The Eilech Bo, now, I'm not 100% sure I understood the rest of the paragraph. He talks about that there are different intellectual approaches to things. He seems to be talking about, well, we'll see. Let's learn the words. He talks about proving something conclusively by showing that it's so, or just saying that it's compelling logically, or sometimes you could just win a debate. And he talks about the chokhmah, he brings down the Arabic word, I don't know if this nusach has it, he talks about like the rhetoric or debate, where you push it, win a debate on points. Like there's a kasha on everybody's position, but the guy with the least kashas wins. So he says, the Eilech Bo, I will try to go b'derech ha'ara, which I think he uses the word ha'ara to mean inspire, to inspire the reader. The ha'anchoya, and I want to make it as plain as possible to the reader. We're not going to have anything fancy here. I'm going to keep it simple. Keep it simple. He doesn't say the word stupid, but right, that's a famous computer thing, right? Keep it simple. The hadracha, and I'm going to teach and guide. I want to inspire. I want to teach and guide. And I want to keep it simple. B'loshim ha'poshut. I move on. I want people to understand it. V'ha-meshumash, and I want to use a Lashon that people use. I want to use the Lashon of people. Okay, he wrote in Arabic. I want to use the common vernacular so that people should really, really understand what I'm saying. He's not interested in being lauded for his literary beauty. He says, I want people to understand what I'm saying. Shema Tarasi, because I have a purpose here, Lavaro. and I want to reach that purpose. I want to accomplish my purpose. The esrachet bo, I'm going to keep away from hadvarim ha'amukim, from deep philosophical discussions. In the next paragraph, which we won't be learning tonight, he will say that he made somewhat of an exception in that in the first shahr. In the first shahr, he gets into more deep philosophical discussions in shahr ha'yichud. So he made a little exception in that shahr to this point. The srachek bo min advorim ha'amukim, from deep things. Rav Abba once said a shir, and it was deep. It was difficult. It was hard. It was, you know, you say the word deep, what does it mean? It was a very subtle svara. It was very subtle. Because deep really doesn't mean anything. Because deep just means that it's not superficial. But once you bring it to the surface, Rav Abba used to say this also, not my word. You say something's deep, it just means it's not superficial. But once you bring it to the surface, it's not deep anymore. Then you should be able to understand it. But you have svaras which are very dak. That doesn't mean deep. Dak means it's very subtle. You need a very you need that kind of a mind. Not everyone is able to grasp subtleties with the same degree. When you learn a Rav Chaim, let's say al Rambam, you say, oh, it's very deep, but really, so that's true that it's deep, meaning he's taking you by the hand and he's taking you into areas which you superficially would not have thought so. So that's what deep means. It's not, it's very not superficial. And if it's very deep, it means it, not only is it not superficial, but it's not the next layer either of understanding. Like, you really have to be misamek and dig deeper to get at the root of whatever it is you're talking about. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's difficult to understand. You see, when something's very deep, it just means it has, and again, Rav Abba used to say this always, it just means it has to be unearthed. It has to be unearthed. But once I unearth it, and if I have a decent hasbara, so the fact that it's deep won't prevent anybody from understanding it. Because once it's unearthed, so it could be a basic, you know, an easy svara that my 10-year-old could understand. The fact that it was deep doesn't prevent a 10-year-old from understanding it. But there's another aspect to, we'll call it lamdus, we'll call it some, you know, difficult things. And that is that it's very subtle. It's complex and it's subtle. It's difficult to grasp. So that, you have to have a mind that's able to grasp it, and Mishalim helped a lot, giving a marshal. A good Baal Masber helps a lot. They say, I once read a good book about Einstein, and one of his milos apparently was that he was able to explain very complex concepts in a very simple language. He had that koach. There was a famous, I don't know if he was famous, there was a physicist, Feynman, and he was like very famous, Shaitoi. He was Nifter not so long ago. He died not so long ago, and he had tremendous koach hamasbir. I read a few books on him. He wrote his own books. He had a tremendous koach hasbara to explain very subtle, deep concepts very simply. Anyway, the Chabad Chabad is saying, I'm going to stay away from such things. I'm going to stay away from Dvarim Amukim. I'm not looking to win any awards for the, you know, most Lomdish Sefer of the Year award. The Hamilim Azaros, a very highfalutin language, we can't see that because it was written in Arabic, so we can't appreciate the simplicity with which it was written. Rather, Ibn Tibbon, I don't know, he was a very famous translator. He lived in the time of the Rishonim. We look at Ibn Tibbon now, it's very hard to understand. The Parish of Mishnayos he translated. He was the translator. He was the guy you went to with your Sefer. I don't know, but Parish of Mishnayos is very hard to understand. Kaddish Halvav is very hard to learn. That's why the guy had to write Lev Tov, right? He did a good thing. He wrote Leif Tov. It's like a restatement of the whole Chayvus Halvavus. But he restated Ibn Tibon's translation. Rav Kapach, who, for better or for worse, was a little controversial figure, so he went back to the Arabic and he translated it. Everybody uses his Perush Mishnayos. Controversial, not controversial. You'll find it in every Beis Medrash and every yeshiva in the world has his Perush Mishnayos, Kapach. He mamish literally makes the Perush Mishnayos, which was a revolutionary, tremendous work in its time, the Rambam wrote. He made it understandable. You barely can understand Ibn Tibon's translation. I don't know. Very hard. Very strange. Strange. We look at it. The Hachokos Adikuchis, he says, I'm not trying to win any debates. I'm not going to score debating points with anybody. I'm not looking to win. I'm not debating anybody, he says. I'm just going to tell you the way things are, and that's all. Vashelos Amukos, I'm not here to delve into the deep philosophical questions of the world. Ashelo Kalatartson, they're not so easy to answer. Ulohoshev Alehem, Bechudain Sefer. That is not the purpose of the Sefer. I'm not here to prove to you anything or to debate. El Nishtamashti Bo Bechokos on the Sapkos. A very interesting point he makes. He says, I used arguments that are reasonable and logical. Shanefes Misyashevis Bohem Kifitnoi Madoya Elokos. Kamo Shamar, a philosopher, like the philosopher said, Ein Roi Lonu Levakesh Bechol Sheila HaMetzias HaHochachtis Lav Kol Sheila Siklus Metzuyah BeHochacha. You know, there are some things you can't prove. You can't prove that there's an Abish in the world. He's going to say that in Shara Yichud. Because you'll always, what do you mean you can't prove it? You'll always have a guy that wants to sit there like this and say, but maybe 20 monkeys filling out 20 bottles of ink will produce Shakespeare. Maybe, you know, maybe it happened once. Taka doesn't happen every day. Maybe it did happen that way. Maybe this, maybe that. How do you know? Unless you were here at the creation. So, you know, there are some things you can't conclude. I can't prove, I can't show you that Hashem made the world. I could just, he says, but that, you don't have, why should I have to? I will prove it to you with compelling logic, and as he explains in Shara Yichud, anything else in the world, how you live your life, anything in the world, you certainly live your life accepting things that have only been proven with that compelling logic, with much less compelling logic. And, you know, but there are some things that you can't absolutely show. Then you say mathematics you could show. I could show you that a line is longer than a part of a line. Right? There are mathematical theorems, I don't know what you call theorems, that you could show. And you should be forced to show them. When you're dealing with science, he says now, or math, so you should have to prove it. You should have to show it. Because they can be shown and proven. But there are some things that you can't show and prove. You just have to, I'll present reasonable, logical, compelling even conclusions, but I can't show them. Shanefesh Misyashenes Bohem, that a normal person would accept it. Kifitnoi Madoya Lakus. That's, you know, you can't show Hashem. You can't point and say, look, Hashem can't be seen. It can't even be grasped with the mind, right? The most I can do is show you the compelling, logical, rational basis for saying that there is a Hashem. But, you know, if you want to fold your arms and say, but maybe there's not, there's not much I can do about that. Shanet, Kivishamra philosopher, I can't give you irrefutable, I can't show you, I can't, he calls it a mo face in a moment. I can't show you things. There's some things you can't show. Not everything can I show you. But when it comes to science, scientific matters, or math, then you should not be satisfied with ahistapkus, with things, in teva hadvarim, then you want conclusive proof. And there is, you know, I could prove to you that the mathematical the foundations and the basis of mathematics, I could mamish prove. You could see it. You could see it. You could see that it's so. Veloba madoya lokus muchosh, but I can't really. You can't really visualize. He's being mechalic between scientific matters and elokus matters. Scientific matters you could show, you could prove, you could see, and elokus matters you can't really visualize, and you can't show it. You can't ultimately you can't show a proof. Below bereishis madoya teva hochocha. I can't. I think he means here. I'm not sure what he means. You can't. I'm not going to answer the why of scientific matters. Like, you know, let's say you say, why is there a law of gravity? You know, why does a person have two eyes and not one eye? You know, I can't prove those things either. I can't explain those things either. The labor ratio is a chachal chachal. Kikash and nishomim and atzvam alalu. If I keep to what I've just said I would do, that I can't, I'm not going to try, I'm not going to like bend over backwards to absolutely prove things that I'm saying. So yokelu aleinu and yonam adrushim, I'll make my life easier. Then I've taken on a doable task, not something that's impossible to do. But the imnina geipach zeh, but if I go crazy and I try to, well, the biggest mistake I can make, he's saying, is to overreach what it's possible to do. And if I think I'm going to go, like, absolutely prove the existence of Hashem, or, like, absolutely show bitochon, and et cetera, nachti es matar osenu, I'll mess up my goal, the yiksho leinu limso es mevukoshenu, I won't accomplish what I set out to accomplish. You know, he's if you've learned the whole Akdomo, you really see what he's driving at. He's saying, maybe I could dazzle you more if I wrote a fancier sefer. If I dazzled you with rhetoric and with debating points, and if I said things that you don't understand, woohoo, like then I'll win the Nobel Prize for Literature if I manage to write something that you won't understand. But he says that I wouldn't have accomplished my purpose. You know, it's like when you say a shir, it's the same thing, you know. Because this is what he talked about earlier in the Hakdama. That's why I'm margish that he's echoing things he said earlier. You know, if you want to show off, so you could show off, but then you're not going to be able to accomplish what you set out to accomplish. So he said, so I made myself certain guidelines. I'm going to write it simply. I'm not going to attempt to get into deep philosophical discussions. I'm going to keep it simple, and I'm not going to try to prove something that's ultimately unprovable. And I'll just show you that it's compelling, and that's all. I'll do the best I can, and Hashem should help me, he's going to say in the following paragraph. Okay.